Hi there, how you doing? This is Mr. P, the Motivator, and the American Rebel. And this is going to be a Cumin Rehab / American Rebel podcast. Okay, this could be a Human Rehab / American Rebel podcast. And basically what I'm going to talk to you, I'm just going to talk real briefly about this. But, you know, well, I say briefly, but it takes about 20 minutes. But it's all jam-packed. And the one thing I want to talk to you real briefly about is talk. I mean, you know, I've touched on this, you know, and we were talking about America First, and you know that type of thing, and talking about a whole bunch of stuff that you know what's happening in America, what's happening in America is happening in our lives too, because we allow that things are happening in America is because we're allowing that those things to happen in our lives. Gives you something to think about. And the one thing I just wanted to touch upon is it's bigger than one person. Okay. You know, for a human rehab version part of it, guess what? Being a parent is bigger than being the parent. It's bigger than just one person. It's a big picture. See, not only as a parent, you have to. It's bigger than just you, the parent, because you have. It's about your child, and not only that, it's about how you raise your child to actually survive in the world out there. So it's much bigger than just the parent. You know, parents, you know, have a lot to go through, especially single parents, double parents, gay parents. They all have. How should I say, heterosexual parents? I mean, they all have that. You know, it's not about them. It's not about the parent. It's about the child. It's about the children. That's what it's about. It's about the bigger picture. It's bigger than one person. When you work at a company, it's bigger than just your boss. Your job. It's bigger than just you at that work. Because your performance at that job, your performance at that work is depending on, will either be great for the company and work well, and then you'll stay well with the company, or you'll screw up and you lose your job or get reprimanded. Because what you do at the job, it's not about you, it's about the job, right? I mean, if I'm wrong, let me know now, okay? But the point is, we all think that, you know, we're the one person and everything is about us, and that, you know, everything that happens to us is everything bad that happens to us, or every challenge we have is about us. Wow. That's called being self-centered. That really is called being self-centered. You need to get that out of your head. Because it's bigger. What's going through you is bigger than one person. Because there's other people handling, they have the same problem as you. Okay, unfortunate to your belief that you think you're unique. That one thing affects only you. You better just. I don't know what you wake up, whatever you want to say, because it's not. And so therefore when I go into the American Rebel, we talk about America. It's bigger than one person. It's bigger than one agenda. It's bigger than the president. It's bigger than a person in Congress. It's bigger than that. It's bigger than a senator. It's bigger than a mayor. It's much bigger than that. It really is, isn't it? It really is that bigger. Because see, every one of those people, it's about America. It's about America first. It's about making America the way our forefathers meant, minus the little growing pains that we did because some of our forefathers didn't do things exactly the right way to begin with in some ways. But the actual principle of small government, we keep almost all our money. We're in control of how we spend our money. We're in control of our own destiny and our own futures. That we're not restricted, and we're successful. We're not restricted in our success or penalized for success through taxes. And that we have safe neighborhoods. We have a safe military, strong military, strong borders. And they're respected through the international world instead of a handout to a World Bank. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, that's who we are. That's what America is about. It's not about Donald J. Trump. You know, I know Donald Trump thinks sometimes he thinks it's all about him. I think sometimes he wakes up, says, it's great to be Donald J. Trump. It's all about, you know, that it's what he did is about him. I think at some time he did that. He does do think that sometimes. Maybe. But his policies are meant, his policies show that he's for the American people, though. He knows the presidency and the policies he does are not for about him and his success. Because his success lies on your success. His success lies in the economy, lies on you having a good economy in your own pocket with your own family and everything else, and businesses and all that. His success relies on the American people. So he knows it's bigger than one person, even though he may sound like it's all about him. But his policies have clearly shown that that his views on this country and economy and everything are all, you know, based on, he knows it's bigger than one person. It's based on you, the American people. And given the opportunity, from black, white, Hispanic, gay, straight, pansexual, trisexual, male, female, transgender, whatever the case may be. It's all about a better opportunity for everyone. And Donald J. Trump knows about this. He just so happens to be the one that actually gave it to us for the first time in most of my lifetime, I know, except for Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan, when I was a kid at the time. George W. Bush got close, but he screwed up and then succumbed to the liberal left, socialist, progressive, communistic, anarchist, oppressors of the Democratic Party. You know, he succumbed to him a little bit. But the problem is, the thing is, it's bigger than the one person. And for those of the biggest people that basically screw things up for this country are those liberal, left, socialist, progressive, communistic, anarchistic oppressors of the Democratic Party and people like them. Joe Biden, Harris, Barack Obama. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, those type of things, those type of people, and then groups too, Black Lives Matter, not the protesters, the movement people, not the protesters. Protesters have a really good point. The protesters have a right to, because there is a problem. So I said the movement people, because they have an agenda. It's a lot bigger than an ideal. It's a lot bigger than a way of politics. It's about, these people do not get it, that it's about America. It's not about making America look good. It's about making America work good and be prosperous. See, what these groups like Black Lives Matter, the movement people, all the other groups on the ACLU and all these other people like that, as well as the liberal left, socialist, progressive, communistic, anarchistic oppressors of the Democratic Party in Washington and around the country. What they don't understand is that it's a lot bigger than their ideal. It's a lot bigger picture on that. By focusing on their ideals that have by chance have failed completely time and time again, but they're still trying it again and again. They lose touch of reality. They lose touch that America is about America. And it's like, you know, what those people also miss out on too is this. It's like buying a brand new, it's like buying a car that the body looks great. The body looks great. It looks sleek on the car, right? The paint job is great. Not one scratch, not one dent, not, you know, the tires look brand new. And the tires look new, there's no cracks in the windshield. The upholstery is nice and clean, nice and there. And then you go out and you buy that car. You take it for a test run a little bit. It seems to be running great. Next thing you know, you buy that car and you take it out. 2 weeks later, you have engine trouble. Brake problems. A number of other problems with the car. The car looked great. It looked awesome. The car looked great and awesome. But you didn't see the bigger picture of, well, there could be something wrong with the car. Just because it looked great, you didn't see the bigger picture of, does it run great? And will it run for a while without you having to put repairs into it? Because what happens is then you buy that car, and all of a sudden, then the car is yours. Either by loan or by own. And then therefore, you're responsible for every repair. As soon as that car leaves that lot, you're responsible for every freaking repair. So they try to do every little thing to try to make the repairs so that you can buy that car. But then once you buy that car and get out, you're out of luck. You're out of luck. I like that. You miss the bigger picture by not taking it to a mechanic and having them take a look at it. Have them see what's wrong with the car before you actually put the money down on the car and purchase it. Well, you know what? The same thing is with politics. These people want to sell you that lemon. They want to sell you that car that looks great but runs like shit. That runs like crap. That looks great, but about 2 or 3, 4 weeks down the road, things start falling apart on it, and you cannot return that car because you bought that car. You bought the lemon. You bought what looked great, but didn't run great because you didn't get checked out. And they sell you a line on it. And see, they're the used car salesman, and then you vote them in. You vote Pelosi. You vote Schumer. Heck, you know what? Some people may have voted Biden in amidst the stealing of election. Some of those votes may have been really good, actually, for Biden. But for those that voted for Biden in, it may seem great that you have a car. Biden, he's squeaky clean. He talks, even though Biden is not even... Right now, he's not even making himself look good. He's not making himself look at all with the way he talks and whatever. He never has. But you just can't wait for a brand new person because it's not Trump. Oh, my goodness. That would be a terrible thing if it was Trump. But you want Biden in there, and the liberal left want Biden in there, and you want Biden in there, and then all of a sudden, then 2 years down the road, 1 year down the road, your taxes go up, your company is scaling down. Your taxes, your restrictions, there's restrictions. You go to sell a car and buy a car, and then all of a sudden you get a capital gains tax of 30%. Your taxes go up 30%. your company goes under because of health. You lose your health care from your company because the company health care went under because of whatever health care that Biden has. And all of a sudden, then that car that you thought that looked good of government that you thought Biden would actually do actually gave you actually started falling apart right before your eyes very shortly after he got it, after he was in office. Because you didn't look at the bigger picture. You didn't look at the bigger picture, look at, oh, well, Biden possibly, you think Biden won the election, but then you take a look at all the work he put in, what little work he put in, and all the voter fraud on it, and then you look at the bigger picture and you go, you know what, he probably did steal the election. And all the things he said he was going to do, all the things he said that sounded good, I really wasn't paying attention to what I was being told that he was going to do. When he freely said what he was going to do, I didn't listen to that. I was paying attention to the car. I wasn't paying attention to the details of what the salesman was saying about the car, saying about the government. And now, all of a sudden, now, you're stuck with it. Ladies and gentlemen, when you fail to look at past one person, things are past one person, or one thing, you tend to lose track, lose sight of what is true and what you... Again, when you lose sight of what is actually true, number one, and what it actually is. What it actually is. I'm sorry. I'm being honest on that. You folks, some of the folks that voted for Biden, you're going to regret it. Just because so many of you African Americans voted for Biden and think that he's going to take care of you, think again. People thought that with Barack Obama, and look what happened. People didn't like Barack Obama after a while. African-American black people didn't like Barack Obama after a while because he didn't do what he said he was going to do for him. You think Biden's going to be any different? Because if you do, are you high? California. Because in essence... Just like your own life, when you're a parent, or when you're owner of a company, or you're a worker for a company, just like that, America First is more about than one person, one ideal. It's about a way of life that we left England for and came here and to avoid taxes, to avoid restrictions. To avoid some many things, and we're doing the exact same things that our originators left and started America for, to try to avoid. So all the taxes, all the restrictions, all the BS that the liberal left, socialistic, communistic, anarchistic oppressors of the Democratic Party. All those people that you allow affect our government now and will affect our government in the future, guess what? You just brought England back to us of a long time ago. They worked so hard to avoid it and then start a new life and start a new country. You're bringing England back, the England back. And then who's the bad person then? Who's the person at fault then? Because you didn't look at the person that they're bigger persons. The bigger picture. See, America First is for America. The way of life of America, of keeping your own money. You're the master of your success and your future. You have the resources to succeed and fail. You are protected by your religion. You are protected, including Christian. You have protection by the police, and you have protection protection of our borders and our country through our military. And we are respected by the international community. That's what a real America is about. A strong, healthy economy America is about. That's what it truly is about. It's not about any ideal about spreading their wealth or even bigger government. It's not. That's just an agenda to take away from what a real America, what the real picture is. That is all it is. And then some of you that did vote for Biden and Harris, hope you're happy with the lemon cards you got, because now if by chance the election's not overturned, you're stuck with an idiot and the people that are going to pull the strings. You're going to be stuck with a Pinocchio and all the strings and all that are going to pull his strings to screw up our country to make it a liberal, socialistic, progressive, communistic mess. And then you will be the ones to be blamed, but you will blame others because you didn't think that America was just about one person, you. It's about everybody. That's my point. So that's it. For all of you, like I said, let's go out and then, you know, no matter what the outcome of this election is, no matter what the outcome is, if Trump is president or if Biden is president, we are out there. We awaken a sleeping giant. That'll be a future podcast, but it's not going to be now. And basically, we are going to be, you know, basically what I'm saying is let's go out there. Let's let these liberal, socialist, progressive, communistic, anarchistic oppressors of the Democratic Party and people like them know that we are not going to put up with what they're doing. We're not going to put up with what they did with the election. We're not going to put up with their agenda. So if Donald Trump is president, then we will go protest, rally, and Donald Trump rally for rally these people, as well as through media and phone on these people like Pelosi, Schumer, and all those other people too, like them. What you do? We'll go let them know that you are not to mess with us, and we'll back the president that we currently that Donald Trump at the time. Or if Biden is president, guess what? Then we're going to be in their face. We are going to be out there in public. We are going to be at their speaking arrangements, saying America first. We're not going to destroy something, people, or destroy things. We're not going to take things. We're not going to beat up Trump, Biden supporters. We're going to go directly after these politicians, and we're going to let them know, hey, by the thousands of people in attendance out there, and the millions of people on the. By their voices online and by their phone, that we are not going to let these people destroy our America, and that to let them know that America is not about their ideals. It's not about their ideals and one person. It is about a way of life that we all as Americans have a means that we can actually be better ourselves and have control of our own identity, have control of our own destiny, have control of our own future, and not let government and let any kind of politician dictate how we should feel, how we should act, and how we should be. How our future would be, that we are in control of our future. We are in control of our money, resources, and we are in control of our lives. And that's what America is about. This is America. Then let's let them know that, and let's let them see it, and let's give them a moment's peace, not one moment's peace or unity. And let's let them know that since they did this, they awoke a sleeping giant, and we will be there every time. America first. America first. This is American Rebel. Peace out. God bless. And remember, not only can you make the best life possible, but we can make the best nation possible by making sure that the liberal left and all socialist, progressive, communistic, anarchistic oppressors of the Democratic Party and people like them in Washington and in government do not know that we are not going to put up with it, and we are going to not rest until we get it again. Peace out. God bless and have a great night.